Our special speaker this morning is David Anderson, and he's coming from the Gideons. I love to hear the stories of the Gideons, of people saved and lives changed, simply because the Bibles are available. There's a number of good groups, but as I think of people in a hotel room, I had one guy who was responsible for getting me on blood pressure medication. He has a place over near Norwich, New York, called Moore's Ice Cream, and gave us for a small ice cream cone, it was about a pint or more of ice cream. And we would go there Sunday nights with the whole church would just go over there and we'd have small ice. But during that time, I had to go on blood pressure medication. But he had studied hotel management, and he said, there's three reasons that people go to hotels, and two of them aren't good. And one of them, of course, was to commit suicide. And how many times have we heard the story of people who are thinking about ending their lives, going into a hotel room and opening the drawer and seeing the Gideon's Bible there and coming to know Jesus as their Savior? If it was just for that, and there's so much more that the Gideons do around Rensselaer County and around the world, but that would be worth it, just to know that the Holy Spirit could use, at the depths of despair, those Gideon Bibles to touch the lives. And maybe we'll hear one of those stories today. I hope so. God bless you, David, as you come.
Thank you, Pastor. It is an honor and a privilege to come to you this morning as a Gideon representative, and I thank Pastor Mark for choosing this date and, you know, getting me out in the summer. And I like to visit churches in the summer and see a lot of different people. And I'm always blessed by coming here to Petersburg Baptist. And I just thank you for your faithfulness to this ministry. I may date you on this one, but I don't know how many of you remember Candid Camera. It used to be a comedy, and I believe it was on a Sunday evening. And there was this old episode of Candid Camera where they took an actor and they put him in a large city in a very busy sidewalk. And he would walk up and down that sidewalk with his head down. And people would stop by and give him strange looks. And then he got down on his knees and he was putting his hands around, and other people stopped by, and soon others paced back and forth, and some got down on their knees as well. And in a few minutes, the camera shows about a dozen people looking down, some even on their hands and knees. And at that point, the actor who got all this started in the first week just quietly walked away. No one ever noticed that he had left. They were so intent in their search, they never asked him what he was searching for. And so it is a good background for our scripture lesson this morning. And in your pew Bibles, I would ask you to turn to John chapter 1, verses 35 through 39. Chapter 1, John 35 through 39. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples. And he looked at Jesus as he walked, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying. And they stayed with him that day because it was the 10th hour. This morning, what are you seeking? We're all on a life journey, aren't we? This morning, we all woke up. We all got dressed. We all had breakfast and maybe two cups of coffee. And if you were lucky, you may even got to read a little bit of the morning newspaper. What are you seeking this morning? And you only have to go to any good bookstore and find the self-help aisle and go up and down and see what people are looking for. You'll find books about health and happiness and fitness and financial security. You'll find books about how to improve your marriage or even be able to find a better job. One of the first words Jesus says to his disciples, "What are you seeking?" I don't know Jesus, and I do not want to know Jesus. These were the words of Leroy. Leroy grew up in a very dysfunctional home. Both of his parents were alcoholics. At age 13, he witnessed his father being stabbed to death. And these experiences hardened his heart to the world. And that led him to the streets of Philadelphia, selling drugs and taking alcohol. He says, "I was searching for something, but I didn't know what it was." At age 20, he thought of going into the army. Only in 8 weeks, he went AWOL twice because of his drug habit. And he was discharged. And on the day he was discharged, the officer said to him, "Leroy, you are useless and never will amount to anything." So he went back on the streets selling drugs and using drugs. And he got a job at a slaughterhouse. And he met a very famous heavyweight boxer that some of you shall know, named Joe Frazier. Frazier tried to talk him out of his destructive lifestyle, but it did not help. Leroy was searching for something. He just didn't know what it was. And after two marriages, his wife kicked him out of the house saying the same thing. "You're no good. Get out of my life." At age 30, he was on his third marriage. And his wife, each week, held a Bible study. And at that same time, he brought over his drinking friends. And they made fun of that Bible study and his wife. So much so that his wife could not stand this lifestyle anymore and left him. He did not know what to do or where to go. And so he walked into this bus station and put some money down. And he left Philadelphia for Battle Creek, Michigan. And one day he came to a park. Park that was inhabited by many homeless people. And he was sat there ruminating about all the things that people said about him, that he was going to be nothing and no use to anyone, and all the bad things he had done. And all of a sudden, a well-dressed elderly man came with an armful of Bibles and said to Leroy, "Do you know Jesus?" He said that with a smile. And Leroy said back, "I don't know Jesus, and I don't want to know Jesus." You see, Leroy didn't think anybody could help him for the life he had lived. And he sort of pushed this Gideon to the side, and all the small Bibles fell on the ground, and there was a large Bible there. And Leroy picked it up, and that Bible was open. It was open to Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Scripture reads, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land." And he fell to his knees with showered in his own tears. as that Gideon turned to the back of a smaller testament and led him through the plan of salvation. Leroy prayed to God that day to clean up his life and make him something. On that day, Leroy became a new creature in Christ. He was healed from his dependency of alcohol and drugs. He felt like a new man inside and out. He called his wife, and his wife could sense that he was different. And their marriage was reconciled, and today, Leroy serves in the Gideon ministry. Praise be to God. What do you seek this morning? What are you searching for? Pastor Mark, you so well said that many of us know the Gideons probably by the Bibles left in hotels and motels. But there's so much more of this ministry. For 1941, the U.S. Defense Department allowed the distribution of God's word into the military. Ken received a small little Gideon Testament in January 29, 1946, at Fort Sam Houston by a Gideon that waded through mud and rain with a smile on his face. And that Ken says, somehow it took me 31 years of carrying that testament and finally making a decision for Christ. And Steve, who received a testament in Vietnam, but he traveled afar, and he traveled to Normandy, France, and he visited the Utah Beach Museum, in which he was blessed to see that there was a number of Gideon Bibles. There are arranged from fallen soldiers during World War II. So it is with Lester. He grew up in a very loving family, but in his own words, he said he was a bad kid. He made many wrong decisions. He said he was a liar, an addict, an alcoholic, and a blasphemer. At age 17, he wanted to change his life. And so, too, he joined the military. And he remembered walking into the induction center in Baltimore, Maryland. And he was handed a New Testament by a Gideon. And that Gideon said to him, "You're making the best decision of your life." To Lester, he says, "I don't know. I've done a lot of crazy stuff. This is kind of scary." As he left for basic training, he found out that his girlfriend was pregnant, and they got married when he came home on leave in December. But he returned to training, and his life became a struggle as he turned to alcohol, even though he now had a wife and a child on the way. He was drinking himself to death. But for whatever reason, he took that New Testament. And every day, whatever shirt or uniform he was wearing, he put that little testament in his pocket. He says, "I had no idea about the power of the Word of God. I knew there was something special about it." And he was deployed over again and many times, and he finally decided to leave the military as his daughter was 4 years old. In September 2001, he returned to his family in Virginia. Yet the next 5 years was a struggle for him, as he always kept thinking about all the bad things he had done earlier in his life. Yet on one day, he pulled out that New Testament and turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It states, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And with that, he surrendered his life to Christ, and he felt a call to the ministry. He says, "The New Testament was given to me in 1996. And he carried it with me because I knew there was some kind of power. He exploded in my heart, and he revealed the one true God to me. He showed me where I could find what I needed. My own power kept me running, but God's power put me at rest. Every testimony you hear, every Bible that is placed, is made possible by the local church, such as Petersburg Baptist. This is what the Gideons are all about, placing God's word into the highways and byways of life in over 201 countries worldwide in 99 different languages. One Bible is being placed every 2 seconds somewhere in the world, hand to hand and heart to heart. Last year set a record. Over 91.8 million copies of God's word were distributed around the world. You see, the Gideons are this Christian association of businessmen and professionals and their wives that make up the auxiliary, and they're members of a Protestant church that believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they believe that the Bible is an inerrant word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Paul writes, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it's God that made it grow." And so it is the Gideons that serve as an extended missionary arm of the church and go where the church cannot go, in sharing their own testimony and placing God's word. In the first 100 years of this ministry, dating back to 1908, it took them 100 years to place the first 1 billion copies of God's word. And yet in the last 14 years, that was duplicated. Another 1 billion copies have gone around the world and seen many people coming to know the Lord Jesus. And now, even in recent times, who would have ever known? 22.8 million copies of God's word has been placed in the People's Republic of China. And it's estimated that 1 out of 3 people live in India. And each year, over 1 million copies of God's word is placed there. In Colombia, South America, a young girl named Maria received a little testament like this one in a school. She was excited like all those people in Vacation Bible School, I would imagine, this past week. She was excited about the Bible that she received, and she ran home and told her dad all about it, only to meet with harsh words from her father that says, that the Bible are words of untruth and fables, and please do not read it. But she took that Bible, and at night, with the aid of a flashlight, she began to read it and accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And she wanted to share it with her father. And so one day or one night, she slipped it into his jacket pocket. Her father was a miner, and so off to work he went the next day as she went off to school. In the mid-afternoon, there was a siren that they heard. There was trouble in the mine. The mine had caved in, and there would be no survivors. One by one, the miners were brought out of that mine that had perished. Until there was only one, that he was sitting in the corner. And the rescuers went to him, and his hands were pierced together, and they had to unbrace them. Out fell that little testament. And they brought this person's body back up, and along with the testament, and they opened it up. And then during that time, During that tragedy, her father received the Lord. And there were 26 other names in the back of that testament. One Bible, placed by a Gideon, purchased by people in a church like this one. 27 people came to know the Lord Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, sort of the Gideon's theme verse. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Recently in Rensselaer County, thanks to the help of the local church, the Gideons distributed Bibles at baccalaureate services of Hoosick Valley, one right here for Berlin and Hoosick Falls. Pray for the graduating seniors that are seeking answers for their life. Pray the words from Psalm 109, verse 105, that God's word will be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And at the end of the summer, each year you'll find the Gideons at the Scaticook Fair, the Rensselaer Fair, reaching out to students in grades 5 through 12 with the Word of God, and praying with adults as well as first responders. Dutch never saw his father's face, nor ever heard his voice. This created anger inside, and that anger led to violence in his life. He started selling drugs when he was 16. At age 19, his girlfriend, with him, expected their first child. He loved that child, but so much like his biological father, he ran from his responsibilities and became a big-time drug dealer. He eventually was arrested and sentenced to prison for 12 to 25 years. And yet one day, an elderly man came walking through the prison where he's staying and saw him sitting on a bench. The Gideon said to him, "You look burdened, son. Can I pray for you?" And he was led through the sinner's prayer and the plan of salvation and surrendered his life to the Lord. He felt like a new person inside and forgiveness for all the bad things that he had done and was involved in. He earnestly started to read that little testament and started to take Bible study courses. Somehow his prison sentence was lessened. He called his little Bible a playbook from his football days. And one of the plays from Scripture, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." And so he was released from prison and he became a bodyguard to some great celebrities such as Jennifer Lopez. He thought it was great flying around to all these large cities and going in fancy cars and mingling with all of these celebrities. But he heard a small voice speaking to him. 8 words that changed his life forever. "I told you to go and to tell people what I've done for you." God was speaking to him. And he joined the prison ministry and now shares the forgiveness and the redemption of Jesus to thousands of prisoners. He has returned to his family, is in touch with his son, who's now serving in the Navy. He said, "I didn't know or love God, but he loved me so much that he sent the church to me." And so this morning, there are several programs that you can help with a Gideon to pass out the word of God. I've had the opportunity to speak in many churches since joining the ministry in 1988. And in your bulletin, there is a brochure called the Friends of the Gideons. If you want to take that out, it tells you a little bit about what the Friends of Gideons are, and there's a card that you could tear off and fill out and send it to Nashville, Tennessee, and became a friend of the Gideons. The only thing you have to do is to be a prayer warrior. And I know in every church that I talk in that there is a group of prayer warriors. All you need to do, there's no meetings to go to. All you have to do is pray. Pray for Gideons in perilous areas of the world. Pray for Gideons that there'll be open doors for distributions. Right now, we're having a hard time to have monthly prayer sessions at the Rensselaer County Jail. Pray for Gideons in some hotels that are not allowing the Gideons to come and place God's word. You can pray, become a friend of the Gideons. And I want to thank you for the faithfulness of so many of you for the Gideon ministry this morning. In your insert, in your bulletin today, there's an envelope. If you would like to share some of your financial resources, please make checks again to the Gideons International. And like Pastor Mark said, that all financial resources go 100% to purchase, print, and ship God's word around the world. And then yet also in the back of the church, there's a Gideon card rack. I'm not sure if, I don't want to criticize, but there's still a lot of cards there. And I'm not here to put Hallmark out of business. But I know that there's probably a lot of anniversaries and a lot of birthdays in right around this time. And so there's a recognition card that can be used. And you can send a note to a loved one or a family member or a friend. And then there's a thinking of you card that you may want to send to for encouragement to, again, a family member or friend. And then there's a memory card that you can send to a family of one that has passed on to live with the Lord and see Bibles placed in that person's name and find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then also this morning, there's a resource table as you leave the church. And this is something new. I don't have too many of these, but it's called a Gideon app card. And I know that many of you today have probably a smartphone. How would you like on that phone to have a Gideon testament with all the helps, with all the plan of salvation? Again, for your own quiet time, or also to share your faith with family and friends. It's very easy to use. There's no cost whatsoever. I didn't bring my phone today. I didn't want it to go off. So those are the ways you can continue to help the Gideon ministry. And in closing, I close from the Gospel of John, chapter 21. Verse 17, and Jesus said to Simon, son of God, do you love me? John was visibly upset. Do you love me? That was asked for the third time. Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you. Jesus said then, feed my sheep. Gideon Bibles have been printed and ready to be shipped. Thank you for helping us spread the good news in this community, in this state, in this country, and around the world. And this will open the lives for all, for eternity, to our Lord Jesus Christ. May God richly bless you as you serve him. Amen.